David, tonight's game here at the Oval?
Disappointing result. I thought we were good value for at least a point in the game. I don't think it was too much in the game. We created our own problems for the goal, which was soft, which is obviously disappointing. We had two or three decent chances towards the end. We couldn't capitalise and get an equaliser. So emotionally, straight away after the game, disappointing.
Difficult conditions for for football for both teams, wasn't it?
It was, and I don't think the first half. I think the first half was a write-off for both teams. I don't think it was too much football played. I think we probably could have played a little bit better when we landed in possession in the middle of the pitch. We didn't. We played a little bit better in the second half, but again, we were chasing the game, and sometimes it's easy to play when you're getting beat. It's easier to play when you're getting beat. Where we probably should have still had a bit more courage in possession. But you know, when you rue the chances we probably should have capitalised on, I'll have a look back at the game. But the players in there, they're as disappointed as they are. They're upbeat and positive that we still believe that we can be champions. There's a lot of games left to play. We've still got to play Glentoran at Windsor, and I say we've got to look after ourselves and do the business on our side, and then see what happens.
Win, lose or draw, the league was never going to be decided here tonight. So, you know, we just pick ourselves up and we go again.
Yeah, no, I said that coming into the game. I don't think tonight's game would have any effect. Win, lose or draw, you said it. It would have been nice to get a result. I thought we were good value for a result, which somehow we found a way not to get.
Great save by their keeper, right at the death when it looked like an injury time we were going to get the equaliser.
Yeah, again, you know, keep hearing good saves by the goalkeeper and good blocks, and I'm thinking, no, you know, we've gone by the stages that we need to be, and the players are in there saying it. As a group of players and as a team, we need to be more clinical and ruthless, whether it's centre forwards, wide players, centre halves. We need to be more clinical when the opportunities come. And tonight, two or three chances that came our way tonight, we weren't clinical enough.
And you know, you threw a lot of strikers on towards the end to try and get that equaliser, so the intent was there.
No, the intent's always there, especially when you're getting beat. It might have been, you know, if the game had been sort of 0-0 and tight and edgy, which it was for large parts of the game, then you see how it develops. When you're chasing the game, again, for me, it's easy to change the game and throw strikers on when you're getting beat. But probably the frustrating thing is tonight we didn't do enough. I don't think Chris had too much to do. We ended up coming away from the Oval losing the game.
A remarkable statistic for Jamie McGrew, 660 games. Would have been nice to mark it with a positive result, wouldn't it?
Yeah, again, you know, I've talked plenty of times about Jamie, about epitomising, you know, being a Linfield player, everything about a Linfield player. I thought he had a good game again tonight, amongst others. But I say Jamie will be more disappointed with the result, that's for sure, tonight than.
And it's I think it's 8 days until our next game, so a bit of a chance to rest, recover, and get boys back up to speed for Portadown, Windsor Park next Saturday.
Yeah, again, we get a little bit of a break. It's never nice when you play first game at the weekend, and you have to sit and basically your hands in and wait until you play again. But it'll give us an opportunity to hopefully get maybe one or two back. We'll have one or two missing for varying different reasons tonight, but. Say what the squad that we have. I thought it was a strong squad that we picked, and with three or four not in the squad tonight. Where a number of weeks ago we were probably short on numbers and short on bodies and short on a little bit of quality. But we had that tonight, and we tried to utilise that off the bench, but we couldn't manage to, no matter what way we tried, different shapes and different personnel sort of going into different areas. We changed the shape a little bit towards the end. We couldn't manage to. And I think we should have. I think we definitely should have had an equaliser tonight.
Good luck next Saturday, David.
Thanks, Andy.